This is October Tibet, the upper anatomical aspect of the provision, Aubrey Romp. Date of birth is 10-10-1985. Indicated for sure with epigastric left lateral, left upper quadrant pain, rectal bleeding, constipation, dysphagia, GERD. Finishing with Mexican, it's an excellent, so on the cell location, so blood pressure, so from the start of the upper application, the biopsy, and colonoscopy, instrumental lumpacity, the juice, plus flask, and pursuing flask, the start of the patient, the shape of the relationship, the script of the credit, the positive, the positive, the positive, examine portion of duodenum, if you have duodenized basket, small intestinal, the window, while serious, smooth, it's what antibiotic, not about your ass. And my guest, I asked for the other part of the system, but then says, I'm going to look at the straight by junction, normal Z line. Patient appeared to be having question fecalization of the esophagus. Biopsy were taken to rule out esophageal esophagitis from the distal, middle, and proximal part of the esophagus. There is also suspicion the patient may have dilated esophagus. There is suspicion the patient may have undiagnosed achalasia. But D-junction appear to be unremarkable. But because dilation of the esophagus, I'm worried the patient may have undiagnosed achalasia, because that could be contributing to a dysphagia symptom. Dr. Fisher, restriction, patient, no complication. Patient turnaround, KY, jelly, paracris, he's for rectum and placebo, if any colon, it's quite fresh, and call him back fresh, business signal, that picture. Coming out of nasty, any polymath, absolutely, and just say yes, for rectum and ribbon, until heaven or bleeds, rest, illness, pressure, patient, no complication, patient, adequate flip, pressure, patient, no complication, by number one. Question of dilation of the esophagus, raised suspicion, patient may have undiagnosed achalasia, contributing to her dysphagic symptoms. Number two, question of fecalization in the mid esophagus. Biopsy were taken for easily esophagitis for the proximal third, mid third, and distal third. Number three, mild to moderate gastritis. Biopsy were taken for adequate flux. Number four, mild to moderate duodenitis. Biopsy were taken. Number six, colonoscopy for seeker. Number seven, adequate prep. Number eight, colonoscopy come on negative. Go colon cancer screening. And negative for any colon pathology contributing to left upper quadrant pain. And number nine is grade 1 to hemorrhoid bleeding recommendation. I'll wait for the solid biopsy because negative, if confirmed easily with esophagitis, then we'll treat it accordingly as the protocol with the slow vent or intercord. And number two, the biopsy esophagus from negative. So I'll recommend you have barium swallow and esophageal motility study to rule out the achalasia. Number two, I'll wait for the solid biopsy for headache and vasopalia, which leads to the therapy. I'll wait for the small biopsy. Number four, people ask you if colon cancer has been 10 years, advice to check out water. There's two softener, but it's a set of the five same preparation, each other's with a hemorrhoid flare-up. Since the patient, the colonoscopy and endoscopy could not experience the left upper quadrant pain. Recognition of CT abdominal pelvic without contrast, who are in trapped abdominal pelvic pathology, and extraliminal abdominal pelvic pathology contributing to left upper quadrant pain. Then the EGD colonoscopy becomes negative. Follow my treatment sanitation, please send the guard official primary care provider, copy to follow with Dr. Parvati. They will show April 6th on 23rd. Patient to all push on the cup next.